face. I'm halfway around the planet in a most unlikely place, following my song line past bamboo shacks and shops, behind a jitney packed like sardines with bananas piled on top.
Well, hello there, and welcome to the Expat Answer Man podcast. If you have questions about being an expat, we have answers. Hey there, do you know about my new premium website, expatisland.net? It's a new website that's all about expat life all over the world, not just in the Philippines, and it has premium content, and we're geared towards the premium expat as well. You can get all the information you need about the expat lifestyle by going to www.expatisland.net. See you on the island.
Bob, Bill from Wisconsin. August 2014 is approaching fast, moving to the Philippines from Wisconsin. And it's my understanding I can stay there up to 21 days. I thought I had heard some talk about 30. Not sure. Wondering if you can shed some light on that. My plans are to move to Davao. And I was wondering if I go after that six-month tourist visa. My understanding there's a new six-month tourist visa, which I'm not really certain about. But if you can introduce that to me, and also let me know if that's a visa that I can attain in Davao City, or if I would have to fly back to Manila to secure that visa. Thanks for answering my question.
Well, hello, Bill from Wisconsin. It's nice to hear from you again. It's been quite some time since I've heard your voice. Always nice to hear from you. Okay, so you're talking about tourist visas in the Philippines, and long-term tourist visas, that's a new thing. Okay, let's kind of go through the whole deal here. Now, first let me say for the people listening, Bill asked about this for his move in August 2014. Now, I have already talked to Bill about this. I'm actually recording this in September, but Bill and I have already covered this privately, but I'm just doing this podcast for the benefit of those listeners who would also be asking the same question. So, yes, it's late compared to when Bill answered, but it's already been taken care of with Bill. So this is for everybody else. Up until recently, the tourist visa, or the tourist visa waiver is what it's actually called here in the Philippines, has been good for a 21-day stay in the Philippines. Now, that can be extended. The initial extension was up to 59 days. After, when you would be here 21 days or slightly less than 21 days, you would go into the Bureau of Immigration, and their offices are in any city in the Philippines, and most of the big towns also have Bureau of Immigration offices. So you would go in there and you could extend your tourist visa, and you would take it from the 21 days that you got initially at the airport, and you would bring that up to 59 days. After that, every 59 days you could extend again for another 59 days. Your total time that you could stay used to be 16 months, at which point you had to leave the Philippines. You could just be gone overnight and come back the next day and start the whole system over again. Now, those are the old rules. I'm just saying that's because that's probably what most people have heard about, and that's what they think the rules are. But the rules have changed. The rules changed at the beginning of this year, actually, the beginning of 2014. Since we're already in September, these changes are already well established. Okay, under the new rules, when you land at the airport, if you are from a country that has a waiver program for the Philippine tourist visa, which is almost every first world country. Now, if you're coming from a developing country like, say, India or, you know, some African country or something like that, then you do have to get a visa. That's not what we're talking about today. We're talking about the tourist visa waiver. If you're from the U.S., Australia, France, basically anywhere in Europe, all of those countries can take advantage of the tourist visa waiver. Okay, under the new tourist visa waiver, when you enter the country, you are given 30 days. that you can stay in the Philippines with no visa, hassle-free. It doesn't cost you anything to stay up to 30 days. Now, just before 30 days or at 30 days, you don't want to go over because then you'll be penalized. But if it's 30 days or less, you go into the Bureau of Immigration office and you tell them that you want to extend your tourist visa. Now, that first extension will bring you up to 59 days. When that 59 days is up, so that includes your 21 days plus your first extension, when that is up, you go back in and you can extend for another 59 days. And you can keep doing that. And guess what? Now, you can stay in the Philippines under this program for up to 36 months. That's right, 3 years in the Philippines, you don't ever have to leave, just being here on a tourist visa. Okay, when you go in on your 30-day renewal, the cost is still the same, even though it's a shorter period that you're renewing for than it used to be. It's 3,030 pesos to renew, and that will bring you up to 59 days. Now, why is it still the same cost, even though it's a shorter renewal? Well, it's because your total number of days of 59 is still the same as it used to be. They're just giving you a little bit extra time that you don't need to extend before you have to go in and do it. Okay, now, I know what some of you are thinking. Those of you who are in the know about Philippine tourist visas are thinking that, hey, Bob's wrong here, because now you can extend for 6 months at a time. Well, you know what? You're right, but I'm also right. We're both right. The reason is that you can extend up to 59 days and then do 59-day renewals up to 3 years. But you can also do a 6-month renewal. Now, your first extension, which is at 30 days, cannot be a 6-month extension. You must extend up to 59 days only, no matter what your future plans are. Once you've been here for 59 days, then you are eligible for the long-term visa, which can be a 6-month extension at any given time. So basically, you're just going to need to go in twice a year to do extensions. But now, that doesn't mean it's going to be much cheaper. They do multiply out the cost so that a 6-month extension is basically the same price as doing 3 59-day extensions, which is roughly 6 months. So you're not going to save any money on that. You're just going to save your time. Okay, now here's the only downside on that. There are only 2 places in the country where you can do the 6-month extension. Now, up until earlier today, I was under the impression that you could only do it in Manila at the Intramuros Bureau of Immigration office, which is their main office. Now, I was just told this morning that the program has been expanded, and now you can also do the 6-month extension in Cebu. And that doesn't surprise me, because I did know that they were going to roll this out to other places in the country. My expectation is that within a few months, that will be available in Davao as well. But it's only my expectation. I don't have any information. But usually, Manila, Cebu, and then Davao would be the 3 areas where they're going to make changes on anything like this. And then they'll roll it out to the smaller cities in the country. The 3 cities I mentioned, Manila, Cebu, and Davao, are really the 3 big cities in the Philippines. Of course, Manila is by far the biggest, but those are the 3 big ones. So if you, say, for instance, are living in Davao, you could still take a trip to Cebu or Manila when you need an extension and get the 6-month extension. Or you could go to the visa office, the Bureau of Immigration office right here in Davao, and just get a 59-day. You'll just have to go back every 2 months, as opposed to going once every 6 months if you were to go to Manila or Cebu. So I hope that clears it up and makes it simple for you, Bill, and for other listeners. Really, it's a pretty good system, I think, and they're just keep making it better by extending out how long you can stay. 36 months, my goodness, you can stay in the Philippines for such a long time now. There are not very many other countries where you can enter on a tourist visa and stay there for 3 years. Now, here is one note. if you're going to stay for more than 16 months and going to keep extending, you do need to get permission from the Bureau of Immigration in Manila to go beyond 16 months. But it is pretty standard that unless you've caused some kind of trouble on some kind of bad list or something like that, that you should have no problem getting permission and being able to stay for a total of 36 months. So it looks like everything's good to go for you, Bill, and I hope you're enjoying your life in the Philippines now. Everybody, I want to thank you for tuning in on the Expat Answer Man today, and I hope you got some good information that'll be useful to you. Have a great day, everybody.